happy. I mean, but I still have to wait for confirmation whether
Well, you're the third lady that has qualified time-wise for London Olympics in the marathon, isn't that correct?
I am indeed. So I just have to wait now just to see. Maybe there might be somebody else who might qualify in the next few weeks. So I just have to sort of...
Is there somebody in your mind that is going to try and achieve that time?
There will be a few girls going to Rotterdam in 4 weeks' time. So until then, I'm the third person with the third fastest time. So, but on the day, I'm delighted. I mean, it was a struggle the last 4 kilometers, so I have mixed emotions because I was looking for a little bit faster, and it was on target until the last 4 kilometers. But at the end of the day, I gave everything I had.
You sure did. Well, Maria, you had a child. You came back. You left yourself with a relatively short window to qualify, and you nearly made it in Dublin. You know, tell us what you were feeling like then, and how you set about achieving this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I must say I was so excited to get back training and racing after the baby boy Dylan was born. I gave myself 5 months. But everything went really well. Just on the day, after 15 miles, things just fell apart. But you know, I regathered myself together and changed quite a few things. You know, looked into my nutrition and stuff, and I've made huge gains in all that. And I must say, I really did feel I was in the best shape of my life. And so I'm a little bit disappointed, but I am satisfied that I did leave it out there today. But you know.
Well, looking back at, you know, would you not suggest, looking back, that you left yourself with too much to do at the Dublin Marathon because of the fact that you had a child, you just hadn't the training done?
No, I must say I was very confident going into Dublin. I mean, my fitness was just gaining all the time. I just think sometimes it's just on the day it didn't work out. I was very confident that I was in that shape, but it didn't work out on the day, so this was my second go at it. Well, at least I have achieved the time.
Okay. Tell us how the race went today. What had you set up? You know, what targets had you?
I mean, I definitely wanted to run under 2:35. I was pretty much on set for the whole way. 19 miles, everything was great. Sort of felt that the race was beginning to... I knew I had to start work at 19 miles. Up to that, I felt so comfortable. It really was just in the last sort of 2 to 3 miles, pretty much in the last 4 kilometres, where I really sort of found it tough. There was a lot of cobbles, and I found that very difficult over the last little bit because it was quite twisty. And I was feeling a bit flat-footed and heavy legs, so I was struggling a little bit more with the cobbles, to be honest. But I got there.
And were you conscious of the time at all stages and realising, you know, in your head how much you had to do in the last kilometre and so on?
I didn't look at my watch too much, but I knew that at the 5Ks they had timers, and I knew that I was well within the time all along. And I had Gary there up to halfway, and he was brilliant because he's certainly very good at the pacemaking. So I had him till halfway.
Isn't it amazing that you're telling us that you have mixed emotions, although you have qualified for the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was looking for a lot faster, and my sort of training and racing over the last while indicated that I was in a lot better. But, you know, that's marathon racing for you.